Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about central retinal artery occlusion. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/central retinal artery occlusion or in the ophthalmology section of the Zero to Finals medicine book. So let's get straight into it. Central retinal artery occlusion occurs when something blocks the flow of blood through the central retinal artery. The central retinal artery supplies the blood to the retina. It's a branch of the ophthalmic artery, which is a branch of the internal carotid artery. The most common cause of occlusion in the retinal artery is atherosclerosis. It can also be caused by giant cell arteritis or temporal arteritis, where vasculitis affecting the ophthalmic or the central retinal artery reduces the blood flow. So what are the risk factors? Well, risk factors for retinal artery occlusion by atherosclerosis are the same as for any other cardiovascular disease. So things like older age, family history, smoking, alcohol consumption, hypertension, diabetes, poor diet, inactivity, and obesity will all put the patient at higher risk. Patients who are at higher risk for retinal artery occlusion secondary to giant cell arteritis are typically white patients over the age of 50, particularly females, and those patients who are already affected by giant cell arteritis or polymyalgia rheumatica. So how does it present? Well, blockage of the central retinal artery causes sudden painless loss of vision, and this is the key presenting feature. There will be a relative afferent pupillary defect, and this is where the pupil in the affected eye constricts more when light is shone in the other eye compared to when it's shone in the affected eye. And this occurs because the input is not being sensed by the ischemic retina when testing the direct light reflex, but the input or the light is being sensed by the normal retina in the opposite eye during the consensual light reflex. Fundoscopy in the affected eye will show a pale retina with a cherry red spot. The retina is pale due to the lack of perfusion with blood, and the cherry red spot is the macula, which has a thinner surface that shows the red-coloured choroid below, which contrasts with the pale retina, so you get a spot of red where the macula is. So how are patients managed? Well, patients with suspected central retinal artery occlusion should be referred immediately to an ophthalmologist for assessment and management. Giant cell arteritis is an important, potentially reversible cause. Therefore, older patients are tested and treated for this if it's suspected. And testing usually involves an ESR blood test and a temporal artery biopsy. And the treatment for giant cell arteritis is with high-dose systemic steroids. Regarding the immediate management of a patient with central retinal artery occlusion, if patients present shortly after the symptoms have developed, there are certain things that can be tried to attempt to dislodge the thrombus, and none of these have a strong evidence base. And some of the examples of these things that can be tried are ocular massage, or massaging the eye to try and dislodge the thrombus, removing fluid from the anterior chamber of the eye to reduce the intraocular pressure, inhaling carbogen, which is a mixture of 5% carbon dioxide and 95% oxygen, to try and dilate the artery and let that thrombus pass through, and sublingual isosorbide dinitrate to try and dilate the artery and let the thrombus pass through. And let's talk about finally the long-term management. And long-term management really involves treating reversible risk factors and secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease to try and prevent further damage being done. And this is very similar to the secondary prevention that started after a stroke. So thanks for listening to this episode on central retinal artery occlusion. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. It wouldn't be possible to maintain it without his hard work and reliability. If you want written notes on this topic and all the other topic episodes, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. There's also the pediatrics book available to cover all the specialties and knowledge you need for your pediatrics exams. And you can find everything completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be retinitis pigmentosa.